Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful VBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet, and this is your host, Allison, and thanks so much for having the patience to wait for the show, because we were a little bit late launching this evening, but I'm really happy that you're here, and thanks for hanging in with me, and I hope that you all had a very happy Thanksgiving. I know I did. I had my beautiful daughters and grandchildren here for the entire weekend. I gotta tell you, I needed a little bit of a nap today, but I'm okay. I'm recovering. We had a great time, and it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. So hope you all had the same. I just want to tell you a really quick couple of upcoming events for me. I am going to be doing two seminars at the Lodge at Woodlock in Holly, Pennsylvania, December 26th and 27th. You might want to check them out. Also, I'm doing readings in the Doylestown, PA area on the 8th of January and a seminar, January 16th for Susan Duvall Seminars, and that's going to be about 2011, the new year, and what it holds for you. I'm also doing the same seminar in Harrisburg for Vicki Fox Productions on the 19th, and I believe I'm going to be doing some readings for Vicki in the Harrisburg area on the 22nd. So those links to those events are on my BBS pages, so just feel free to click on over there, and you can link off and get full descriptions of the events upcoming in December and January. I'd love to meet you. So, you know, if you're listening to the show, fan of the show, interested in numerology, by all means, check them out. Love to meet you. I also want to remind everybody, sign up for the newsletter. It goes out within the next 2 days. And, you know, every newsletter holds the monthly forecast. So, you know, it's a really great reason to sign up for it, because every month you'll know what kind of numeric energy that you're working with. And also, there's a lot of information about numerology, the guests on the show. And the one that's coming out in for December, I also got some special offers for Christmas, some really nice discounts, some gift certificates where you can get a free reading for yourself. So you might want to sign up for it so you could take advantage of that. So the newsletter you can sign up for on my website, which is visiblebynumbers.com, V-I-S-I-B-L-E-B-Y, numbers.com. There's a subscribe box there. Just put your email address in and you're good to go. So sign up for the newsletter. Okay. Tonight, on tonight's show, primarily it's all me. It's going to be your host. I want to talk about 2011 and what I predict for 2011 on this show. I also have gotten a couple of emails from people that want some readings. I'll be doing readings for my callers and also some email readings as well. The numbers to call into the show, I'll give you those really quick, 888-815-9756. You can also call in on 530-413-4510. And 530-413-4522. I'm going to hold off on the calls just for a minute because I do want to kind of get to some really interesting developments. I posted on November 21st on my blog my predictions for 2011. And what has been somewhat super amazing, not amazing, I'm not amazed, but what really has been interesting is the news and just since, you know, the posting of the blog within the next few days, really, honestly and truly, things are already coming true. And one of those things that I posted in particular was about North Korea, South Korea. There was really indications in October that this aggression was going to heat up. And so I made a point of predicting that I expected to see a much more intense interaction between the two countries, and God knows that we've certainly seen that in the news just the last couple of days. And so it seems to me that I'm going to tell you that that's not going away anytime too soon. I really think that that's going to carry over very strongly into 2011. And you know, one thing that I really would encourage everyone to do is just pray for world peace and pray for discernment for our world leaders, that, you know, we don't let something like an aggressive country like North Korea create, you know, the next world war. We don't want that. So, you know, really send out your prayers for love and peace. Because I really feel as though that's going to be a big issue in 2011, big issue. Another thing that that I predicted that really you can already see this happening is we're moving into a four universal year. When you add up 2011, it's 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1, it equals a 4. And you've got to look at the energy of the number 4 in order to understand the global events and the things that are going to be happening. And this, the four is really strongly associated with hard work and not a lot of freedom and not a lot of fun. It's time to get down to, you know, being practical, down to earth, disciplined. It's time to be frugal. And that's one of the key things that really came out today when President Obama announced that he was going to put a freeze on federal pay raises for the next 2 years. And one of the things that I predicted was that around the world, governments are going to have to rein in their spending and cut programs that would be considered to be expendable. They have to learn to, you know, work with the money that they have. And I expect that this is just the tip of the iceberg, that, that there are going to be very severe cuts to local, state, and even federal budgets as we move into next year. Money is going to be tight, and especially for the governments. And so it was really interesting to me, made that prediction and already seeing it coming true. And I know that President Obama has proposed this, but I can assure you that that is probably going to pass. Now, the other thing that, four is strongly associated with health, okay? And so many people, when I do the readings for them, and I've done more than I can count, the 4 year, generally, it makes you pay attention to your health. If you have not, let's say you're not dieting, you're not exercising, you've been putting off medical things, you're just not taking care of yourself, the 4 year is going to bring that to your attention. I always kind of use the analogy. It's kind of like the year where you bring the car and you take it to the shop and you get the stuff fixed, okay? And it really has a lot to do with your health. And most people do face working on their health in a 4 year. So one of the things that I did predict was, you know, just overall, globally, you know, let's look at the health of ourselves on a global level. And it concerned me with epidemics particularly, and that's something that I talked about with my predictions. And since I made that prediction, news from Haiti with the cholera epidemic, you know, it, prior to the predictions, it was like 1,000-some-odd cases. Or deaths. I'm not sure if they had far more cases, but they had 1,000-some-odd deaths, which is not in a laughing manner whatsoever. But after the prediction, the World Health Organization was saying that before it's all said and done, 200,000 people could very well die from cholera, that this epidemic is not going to go anywhere. And this is very, you know, upsetting for me, and I'm sure it is for you. So another thing that and there really isn't any chance of that coming to the United States. I mean, don't be concerned about that, because we have water and sanitation and all the things that a poor country like Haiti does not have. But I would be concerned about epidemics in general. You know, like there's been news of whooping cough popping up. This has been a disease that really has been in remission, but now they're seeing more and more cases of it. Hand and foot disease has resurfaced. There has been talk of the H1N1 resurfacing in China. So one thing that I would strongly suggest for you to do for your families, do it for yourself, taking vitamin D, which is something that is really important to boost your immunity system, vitamin C. Maybe look up online for, you know, what types of vitamins or what types of supplements that you can use to increase your immunity. And I would really strongly suggest that you give that some careful consideration, especially as we move into next year. because it's already surfacing in the news. It's already there. And as we move into 2011, I don't think it's going anywhere anytime too soon. The other thing that I mentioned in the predictions was talking about that more and more laws may be proposed that on some level it can create limitation in our lives. Because normally when you're in a 4-year, there's a great deal of limitation in your life. And you don't have the freedom you normally have to come and go and do as you please. It's all about getting down to business, hard work. There can be limitations with money. It's a building of the foundation for the rest of your life sort of a year. And it's not a time for fun and games. It's a time really to, you know, follow the rules and follow the law. And I really expect more laws to be proposed that on some level will create limitations in our lives. I even went as far to say it could affect our travel in 2011. Well, it's interesting as well. With the situation at the airports, with the scanners and the pat-downs and whatever, I mean, it's really sad, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, but it's sad in the country that we live in to give up our freedom and to be treated like terrorists the minute that we walk into an airport because of the terrorists. In many ways, they've won because they've really created this fear of traveling, this fear of, you know, airplanes and all this pat-downs and all this stuff that goes on in the airports. And it's upsetting, but I do see this as being part of the trend that we very possibly will be subjected to even more law and order, so to speak. There's even the possibility of martial law, given the energy of the 4-year. So as we move into 2011, there are good things that can come of this. I mean, but you know, it's really my job to point out to you and point out to my listeners and point out to people that you want to also take into account the things where you can, knowing potentially what might could be adversity, taking that into account, maybe making some moves now and doing something about it. I feel that there's going to be limitations with gas, even. There were indications in October that different countries were running out of gas for cars and vehicles. I feel that the prices of gas is going to go up, or there may even be shortages. I feel that there might even be food shortages. So, you know, in a time when we're all, you know, trying to think of what can we do with our money to hedge our bets or to for our best possible interests, the one thing that I would really suggest to all of you is to maybe take a look at, you know, putting together a little stockpile of food, not food that you wouldn't eat, because that's silly, food that you normally would eat, something that, let's say, 6 months, 8 months from now, you certainly would open it up and heat it up or feed it to the family, okay? But if you put aside and set aside money and buy up some extra food and set it aside in your closets or your pantries or whatever, I feel that the price of food is going to continue to rise. And I said this a long time ago, but I'm going to say it again. You could take $500 and you could invest it in the stock market and God help you because you never know with the stock market. But if you took that same $500 and if you, let's say 2 years ago, invested it in toilet paper, laundry soap, and things that you normally would use, given the cost of groceries and the cost of the things that we use every single day and how much they've gone up, almost doubled in the past year, 18 months, you would have actually saved yourself a fortune with your $500 had you invested in just basic necessities. I do strongly recommend, I mean, that, you know, with Christmas season, really difficult to pull that off. But as you move into 2011, give it some thought and put away some things into your pantry. In the long run, you probably will save money on each and every item because I really feel that those food prices are going to go up. And I do know that I've got a caller and I heard the beep and caller. Just listen with me, hang with me, and I'll get to you in just a minute because I just kind of want to go through a few more of these things here. One thing about the 4-year and is there's always black and white, right and wrong. And sometimes this can be very strong ideologies. And I really feel that we're going to see like a stronger whether it's demonstrations or whether it's people being more angry or upset about things, where there's no middle ground, there's really not a great energy here for compromise. It tends to be very black and white. So it does concern me with that particular aspect of the four, is that maybe we may be seeing clashes of people with two opposing different opinions, maybe demonstrations, and maybe even aggressive demonstrations. So just be aware of that as well. If you're in the travel industry, the restaurant industry, or anything that's high-end commerce, I think it's going to suffer quite a great deal in 2011 because people are not going to be as willing to part with their money for things that they could do without, such as vacations. So if you were somebody that's heavily invested in that, I would back off on that, or I'd find a different place to put my money. Or if I have a business that has something to do with that, I would really do contingency plans. If I was a restaurant, I would find menus with really good prices and good value. And that's really what your customers are going to be looking for next year. Job losses, I'm sorry. Unemployment, I'm sorry. But I really don't see that improving a great deal. One thing I do feel for next year is we've been seeing a lot of things with the pharmacy, with different medicines that they've prescribed and given to people and said, this is going to make you better. And then all of a sudden they turn around and say, oh, you know, this really isn't that good for you. I think that we're going to see a lot of that as we move into next year. And even with companies, anything that's unethical, anything that's been misrepresented, I think that the companies will be held accountable. I think these things are going to be exposed. One thing that will not be tolerated next year on a global level is lying. I think it's really a time to tell the truth and to be honest with people. And this is also includes, you know, our governments. This includes companies. One thing that's really fascinating for me, in 4 years, people cannot break the rules in a 4 year. They'll get caught. If you're in a 4 year, and let's say you cheat on your income taxes, you're going to be caught. If you speed, you're going to get a ticket. You got to follow the rules in a 4 year. So that's one thing to remember, that we're going to see this with companies, with governments, with even individuals, that no lying and no breaking the rules, because there's definitely going to be repercussions. So these are just some of the things, you know, that I think we can, but foundationally, you know, our government and different countries, they're going to have to work on the foundation upon which we all live, okay? Restructure it, make it more efficient, make it more organized, and even the infrastructure of the country, maybe working on the roads, the bridges, the electrical grids. This is the time to take what assets and what money you have and invest it in your future. And so I really hope that there's going to be some very positive strides with our governments in investing in our country and what we need in order to survive down the road and in the future. So I feel that there are also going to be some really wonderful positive things. But honestly, people, I'm going to tell you, I think our sense of humor is going to go out the window as we move into 2011. I think it's down to business. It's going to get serious. But hopefully some good things will come of it that will put us on better ground, so that as we move forward in 2012 and beyond, we'll be in much better shape as a country. Okay, I'm going to jump off the 2011 prediction bandwagon, and I'm going to take my caller. So who's calling, please?
My name is Cheryl Haas.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
You had done a reading for my husband like a couple weeks back.
Yes, sure.
And it was kind of interesting, and I wanted to see if you do a reading for me.
I would be happy to. Hold on 1 second. Let me just kind of set something here. What is your date of birth?
July 18th of 67.
Okay, so I heard July 18th, 1967, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, just give me a second so I can connect to the energy and kind of look it over and tell you what I think, okay?
Okay.
Do you just want a general reading, or do you have a specific question?
No, just a general one would be great.
All right, well then we'll do that. Be happy to. All right, so one thing with you is you have a tremendous amount of creativity. You were really, these are your natural born talents and abilities, and probably things that you have discovered about yourself, that you have an artistic flair, a gift with words, whether you speak them or write them. And I would really like to see you being creative. Now, you may have trouble from time to time, maybe being scattered or not being able to focus your energy, but that's what happens when you have a very creative streak. But you just kind of got to kind of discipline that from time to time. You have an ability to inspire people, to bring joy to this world. You're like what I call, you know, the sunshine. That's what your life path number is saying, that you have this ability to be warm and friendly, to uplift others, and also this tremendous creativity. You also have some psychic stuff going on there. I don't know if you see things like your prophetic dreams, visions, or feel that you have some mediumship abilities, but that is the life path of the natural-born medium as well. So if you do get that sort of thing going on, now don't worry about it. It's pretty natural for someone with your energy, okay? You're not crazy. Okay. Now, your birthday number is telling me that in this particular lifetime, you are working through some things that have to do with past lives. So you may have some people coming in and out of your life. They don't stay for long. You know, it's kind of like you got this revolving door of people coming in and out of your life. But you may be working through, like, it could be past lovers, past friendships. Maybe you owe them something, they owe you something, but definitely you got some past life stuff here. And I really feel that you are strongly drawn to helping people or maybe making a difference in this world or, you know, putting your mark on this world. And I see that strongly. You have international travel that also comes into your chart with your birthday number. Multi-talented with that particular number as well. Artistic comes in with that number as well. So, you know, that kind of works really nicely with your life path number. Now, one of your major issues, I think, with you're very sensitive. I don't know if you realize that you're an empath or that you feel connect to people's emotions or you connect to them. If they're happy, you're happy. If they're sad, you're sad. But I want you to be aware of the fact that you're very sensitive, very empathic. Sometimes you may want peace and serenity and maybe give people what they want in order to make them happy, sometimes putting yourself off to the side, but that has to do with the fact that you actually read people really, really well. Do you know that about yourself?
Well, I kind of connect with people pretty good as far as, like, my friends and that go.
Okay.
I can pretty much see when they're in a good mood from a distance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's that, you know, and people say, yeah, I do that. You know, that's actually psychic ability, so you are very empathic. You pick up on stuff, okay? Now, you're what? How old are you right now? Are you 43? Help me out here.
I'm 43.
Okay, you're 43. Okay. You began a three pentacle at the age of 43. So what I'm going to tell you is from now and for the rest of your life, I certainly hope that you connect to your creativity, whatever it is you do, whether it's writing, acting, artistic, inventive. But for God's sakes, you're going to be working with this energy for the rest of your life. So make it creative, whatever you do in life. Be careful about frittering away your talents by being scattered or by being flaky or by not being able to complete things. You've also got to bring a little bit of discipline in for yourself. I feel that these numbers are very fortunate. I do feel that, like, early on in life, like your first 33 years or even in your childhood, you might have been somewhat lonely or maybe felt as though you didn't fit in or maybe felt on some level that you were different than people. But really, your latter years is meant to inspire others, okay? I'd like you to work on also developing your psychic ability because I feel that that's going to be really good for you to help to guide you through life. I also want you to think in terms of being very positive because you've got beautiful energy to manifest your dreams. You need to think about things. You need to picture them. You need to feel really good about it because you've got some magic mojo sitting in your chart where you can actually manifest whatever it is that you want in life, okay? Now, this year for you, I would hope that you started something new or began something new or brought in a new opportunity of some sort because you're beginning this 9-year cycle that you're in. So this is your time to start something new in your life. Have you begun something new, or a new job, new relationship, new something?
I just got married.
Well, how long
I got married in October.
I got married
at the end of September. So
wonderful. And this was your year to begin something new, so isn't that wonderful? And a lot of people do get married in their 1 year, so congratulations. So you're beginning something new. Yeah, you're beginning something new. I see next year as being very romantic for you. I feel that you're really going to, this is going to be a beautiful, loving, wonderful, cooperating, a truly very romantic energy that's coming in for you next year. I would just tell you as you move into next year that you're going to cooperate, keep the peace, and very possibly, you know, try, I don't know if you've you know, kind of like perfect your plans with your marriage and where you want to go with things. Now, are you working at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, it's okay. You don't have to. But like I say, next year, I would just keep the peace, you know. I would just try to create a beautiful, harmonious environment, maybe zen-like your surroundings. I think you're going to be very sensitive next year, your feelings. You might be a little bit more vulnerable next year emotionally. So just remember that. Remember, you're just going to be a little bit sensitive as you move into next year, okay? But a very romantic energy coming up for you, so congratulations. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, dear. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. You have a nice day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. All right, well, I'm not 100% certain, but it's very possible that I heard another beep, which means we might have another caller on the line. So before I move on, I do want to check. Do we have another caller?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Allison. This is Linda calling. How are you?
I'm good. Is this Linda Bird?
Yes, I sent you an email with all my information.
Yes, I've got it right here, my dear, so let's get right to it.
Yes.
So you're asking for love, right? About love, right?
You know, anything, Allison, I'm like a lot of people, it's been rough.
Sure.
Hanging on us by a thread, but whatever you feel like you want to tell me, I'll be grateful.
All right. Well, if we want to go to the love thing, I am going to tell you that I do see, I know that it's been a while, but I do see and I feel that there's a very strong evidence that you will meet a soulmate of some type or a soul connection in your latter years. Is it going to be next year? Oh, honey, I don't want to be the one to tell you, but I think next year if you meet someone, it's more like a hot affair or a hot mess, okay? I don't think that anything that any relationship that you start next year really may not last. It'll just be more fun. It's kind of like you got to throw them back. They're not quite ready for a commitment. I think your best bet for a romantic relationship will begin in October of 2011. So look to meet someone at that time. That's the soonest that you can really meet someone that will become a more committed relationship. I feel you have wonderful opportunity in 2012 for a very strong relationship, if not marriage. So just hang in there. But if you do happen to meet somebody next year, by all means, have some fun with it. You know, maybe it'll awaken in you you know, something that you're going to need when it comes to the permanent relationship. There's a lot of change around you for next year. So just be aware it's your year of making major changes in your life and certainly freedom. So freedom is coming for you next year, so please take advantage of that. And freedom comes in so many different ways. I mean, coming and going, doing as you please, but also the freedom to open your mind, embrace new ideas, learn new things, get out there and live life. That's what I want to see you doing in next year. It's a time that it just really wants to bring to you more time to pursue things that you want as opposed to having to work hard or have limitations around you or being trapped where you don't have your freedom. Your freedom is coming for you next year. Now, I feel that there is still the potential for like anything from a job change to a move to even something that shakes up the family dynamics or shapes up what's normal for you, because you've been in a rut this year, a total rut, and that you're breaking out of that. And so next year, expect some shakeups, and change is coming to you. I'm not concerned overly for you for finances. Now, whether it's through a job or whether it's through a marriage or an association with someone, but I really feel that money will flow to you in your latter years. I'm not overly concerned about that for you, okay? I really want to just tell you that I feel that your biggest challenge is really believing in you. And I really feel that right now in your life, this is what it's about. I think that maybe you've not always put yourself first, or maybe you've always deferred to other people. And your chart is kind of screaming that it's all about you right now. It's self-love, self-worth, making yourself a priority, maybe even discovering who you are, what your strengths are, or maybe taking the time to decide, what do I want to do? Maybe you've never actually sat down and explored yourself and got to know yourself. Because right now your chart is saying, learn about you. Stand on your own 2 feet for a little while. Discover yourself. Be selfish if you have to, but make yourself a priority. And I really feel that that's, because I feel that you've got some severe issues with making yourself a priority, because you always, maybe it's, you don't love yourself, or maybe you don't consider yourself worthy, or maybe it's confidence. But I want you to start working on that. And that is also another thing that's clearly present in your chart at this time, okay? So I really feel positive about next year. I think you're going to enjoy it. I want you to just kind of look at yourself as being a little bit of a wild child, a little bit of a bohemian. I want you to get out there and look at life as being a huge buffet of all these different things you can try. And really, by the end of next year, I hope that you've tried many new things.
Wow, Allison. I have a lot to look forward to, because when I read the newsletter for like what you predicted for 2011, I had such a tremendous sadness. I have a sadness now, not only for myself, but what's going on in our society, our world. And I was so.
It's not
going
to apply to you so much. It's a global thing. When I talk about the four energy in 2011, we're talking about something that affects the world globally. But we have our personal year numbers. So whether the universe is going through a lot of that four energy, you definitely got five energy going on your chart. So you don't have to, I feel that that's, you're not going to be so affected by that four. Maybe the things that are going on the planet are going to upset you or make you feel sad, but your life is going to be interesting. That's for sure.
Oh, that's good to hear. It's good to hear for me, but I wish everybody to do well. You know what I'm saying, Allison?
Sure,
The humanitarian in me wants to see all of us.
Well, I
want to see a lot of changes. And when you were talking about the predictions for, like, 2011 with the government, Allison, I'm already experiencing some of that. I'm seeing a great injustice, even with me, in our system, in our judicial system. I'm
sure.
Facing it now.
Right. Well, I think that like I say, I don't know if time has speeded up or why this is already presenting itself, but I really feel that as we move into next year, we're going to all be feeling this on a very personal level to a certain extent. The one thing, though, that I do want to just say is that the current state of affairs of this world, there's all of us to a certain level feel so many things are wrong. You know, to me, the very idea, the very concept that two countries are shooting rockets at each other in this day and age, have we not learned anything throughout history? What is the purpose of war? There is no purpose. Why are we fighting? I mean, do they need food? Let's give them food. What do they need? Let's give it to them. I don't understand why any life has to be taken over something stupid. But what we need to do, I think sometimes we feel helpless. I think sometimes we feel like everything's out of our control, and sometimes it can create a deep, deep sadness in us. But what we need to do is get up in the morning and breathe and send out the desire and the wanting for love and peace on this planet, and that every person is treated respectfully and every person is cared for and every person is well and happy. And that's what we need to do. It's just getting up in the morning and sending that intention out. And just by doing that, even if you spend 5 minutes sending love to the planet, that in itself has a very strong effect. It's better than anything you can do. You know, if I could fix the world, I would fix the world, but I can't. It's out of my hands. But I can get up every morning and send the world love. And so sometimes when we feel helpless, that's the best thing to do.
Yes, and you know, Allison, listening to your prediction, there's going to be a lot of changes in our government, and we just all have to hang in there and think positive, do good deeds, because I think in the end result will be the changes will be for the better.
Sure.
I believe that.
Right. In order to change, we have to know what's wrong, okay? And what I always see, especially you've just gone through a 4-year. You know what you need to change in your life because you've been miserable. So you're moving into the 5-year, which gives you the opportunity to make those changes. Well, the world is going into the 4-year, which is going to show us very clearly by the restrictions, the limitations, by the things that are wrong. We're going to learn right quick what needs to be changed, and that's where 2012 comes in, and that's where the change comes in. And that's what will free us from all these limitations that we're going to be under this year. It's almost as though, like, it's the darkest just before the dawn. Well, I believe that next year is like the darkest just before the dawn, which we're going to learn what we need to change in order to make it a better world. Okay?
Well, also, we'll be seeing dawn towards the end of 2011, from what I'm understanding what you're saying. Am I right?
I believe we will. I think we will. I think we'll see the sunlight.
Okay, I believe that too, Allison.
Okay.
I truly do. And as far as what you were saying about the government, even here in Florida, they're showing vacant buildings that our tax dollars are paying. There's no need to have them vacant. They're just showing all this waste they're doing. And
right.
These judges built like a $240 million a center for the judges, and they're putting in big screen TVs in their and all their offices and stuff like that. Just the waste. It's very disheartening to see what they're doing with the tax dollars.
Right, right. But American people need to write their congressmen or make their voices known. I mean, I really feel that until it hurts, you don't do anything. Most people. Oh, sorry about my little Roxy girl who apparently is having a discussion right now. A lot of people, if they've got their remote control, their television, and they're comfortable, they don't make noise. But it's only when we are uncomfortable, when things get hard, that's when we start to open up our mouths and we need to voice our opinions. And so I think some really well-placed emails and letters letting our government officials know that we do not appreciate this is probably a wise idea. But I got to let you go because I know I heard another beep, which means I have another caller online.
Oh, Allison. Thank you.
So it's wonderful
talking to you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. You truly are a gift, Allison.
I really appreciate your kind words. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Allison.
You take
care, sweetie. Have fun next year. All right.
Thank you.
All right, so I do know that I heard another beep. So do we have another caller online?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Hi, this is Allison. Who's this?
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Janet. What can I do for you?
Yeah. My birth is 4/11/52.
Okay. Got it. And do you have a specific question?
What about 2011, what would it be like?
Okay, so you want to know what you're looking for towards next year. Okay, so let me just take a look at your numbers and see what I could come up with for you. I think that this year for you may have been somewhat emotional. I feel that you probably have let go of some things, whether it could be anything from relationships to jobs to where you live, but there's been a clearing of the house, a letting go of certain aspects of your life. You might even have had a family relationship or something like that where it blew up in your face and this person has left your life. But you're in a 9-year, which is a clearing house, so to speak. It's letting go of what no longer serves your greatest and highest good and what you no longer need in your life. And you're moving mm-hmm. into a 1-year in 2011, so this is going to be your year of new opportunities. So basically what you've been doing is making space for the new things that are coming in for you for next year. Now, I want you mm-hmm. to bear in mind, just using the analogy, that sometimes a person could be in a relationship that is abusive or that isn't working for them, or maybe a relationship where they don't have their freedom. In a 9-year, that relationship can end. But really what that's doing is freeing you up so that you're not involved, that you're not committed anymore, so that perhaps mm-hmm. you can meet the right person. Well, this is kind of like what happens in the 9 years, the letting go, and in the 1 year, you've made the room for a new opportunity, a new beginning. So I feel you might feel somewhat emotionally drained by this year. You might feel even mm-hmm. a little bit melancholy, but new things are coming for you. Next year is your year. It's new opportunities, new beginnings, new starts. You'll feel much more energized. I would tell mm-hmm. you right now to start thinking about, what do I want to bring into my life? What do I want? And next year's your year. The energy will be present. It'll give you what you want. So start thinking about it. Bring it in. Now, are you? Do you have anything specific that you let go of this year?
Relationship.
Okay, fine. Wave goodbye to the relationship. You can't bring it forward with you. It wasn't for your greatest and highest good. You're moving mm-hmm. into the one energy next year, so that allows you to meet someone that perhaps this is a better relationship for you, one that will make you happier, okay? So you're going to be, you've made the room. You've cleared the space. You're free to pursue a different relationship.
What about finances?
I feel that you're moving into much better finances next year as well. Like you could get a promotion, or maybe change your job or get a better job. I feel that a 1 year is a very positive time for finances. It's good for career. It's good for money. Let's see.
Okay.
How old are you? Are you 58? Is that correct?
58.
Right. I don't mm-hmm. feel... I feel that you should be using your creativity. I don't feel awfully concerned about money with you. You're kind of a person that sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Is that correct? You have a lot of changes in your life. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're probably not that good with money. I think that you might be like a little sieve where it runs through your fingers from time to time. But I really feel that in your latter years, more money is coming to you. Now, whether that comes in through you making that money yourself or through a relationship, but I see good finances. I mean, not just a little bit of money, but a lot of money ahead for you. If you are working or whatever you're doing, I want to see it being in a more creative aspect, okay? So try, do you do for a living?
Excuse me?
What do you do for a living?
Nursing.
Nursing. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I suppose that you can uplift your patients or make them feel better or bring a little bit of warmth and cheerfulness to their rooms. I could see where that would be a very positive thing for you. But I'd also like to see you maybe take on some hobbies, something artistic or writing or journaling or dancing or something that brings out your inner child and makes you laugh a little bit, okay? I want to see you be more creative, okay?
Okay, that's good.
Because I think you could be a little bit too serious.
Excuse me?
I think you can be a little bit too serious. And I want to see you be more playful and joyful.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, give it a shot. Go be silly, mm-hmm. all right?
Okay.
All right, well, good luck next year.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, I do think that we have one final caller on the line. Do we have somebody still on the line?
Hello?
Hi there, who's this?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. What can I do for you?
I'm curious to know what you see for myself next year.
Okay. Give me your date of birth, please.
4/13/1956.
1956. Okay. Let me just take a look, see. Connect the numbers for a second. And... we'll see what we got here. All right. All right. All right. I think that you're going into much more joyful energy. I think this year was a tough year for you. I don't know if you had a little bit more anxiety, nerves, or depression, or a little bit more sensitive this year. But next year, I think it's going to, you're going into much more playful energy, and much more joyful. I would really, it's a good year for money. Like this year, the tide's a little bit out. You had to have a lot of patience. There probably were a lot of delays for you this year. But as you move into next year, I feel that that money will be loosened up for you. And I really feel as though you will, it'll flow to you much easier. I would think that you've got a change that's coming up in December, next month, a major change, whether this is job, finances, relationship, but you have something on tap for December and also again in February, so look for some major changes at that time. As far as money goes, I do see money coming to you in March 2011 and also again in May 2011. Those will be your 2 months where you can expect a promotion or money to drop into your lap in some form, somehow, some way, okay? The one thing that I do want to say to you, because we're kind of running out of time, but you got to work on, you're an old soul, and you're very psychic, and you do receive information from above, and maybe you've experienced deja vu or visions or dreams or whatever, but I want to tell you that you have an open doorway to the spiritual realm, so meditation, prayer, very important for you. Have confidence in what you receive. Believe in yourself because you're very psychic. You also have a lot of mentoring on the other side. You have special purpose in your life. I really feel for the latter years of your life that you are going on this spiritual journey, and I really almost feel as though you might want to withdraw from the world somewhat and go on a more deeper journey, something that's very closely tied to spirituality. Have you ever considered doing that?
I think what I have done is pulled myself away from the public some, and then at different times I'm kind of unhappy that I have done that, but...
Right. Well, I think meditation, I would really strongly suggest to you to take it up as a daily practice, and I want you to work on your own confidence, self-love, and self-worth, and also work on your connection to the spiritual realm. And I feel that that's going to make your latter years very joyful. I think that there's a lot of growth ahead for you on a very spiritual basis. I feel that if you did anything in the holistic fields, from healing, counseling, anything like that, I think it'll work very well for you. I don't see a lot of hard work for you, per se. I feel as though what you need will be given to you. So just have some faith and know that really what God has intended for you in your latter years is a lot of rest and a lot of spiritual growth. And He will give you what you need financially and any other aspect of your life. That's what I feel really strongly for you. You've got a lot of qualities in you that are very strongly tied to almost like guru-esque. Do you understand? Almost like you've got a lot of spiritual wisdom inside of you to discover.
Okay?
But next year, I feel that you're going to be a lot happier next year. This year probably being a little bit stressful for you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and did you have problems with your nerves and anxiety this year?
I haven't really made them yet.
All right. Well, try to open yourself up to having a little bit of fun and joy next year, and work on yourself on a spiritual level, and I think that's going to be very fulfilling for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay,
right,
thank you very much.
Okay. All right, well, unfortunately, running a little bit over on the program, so I'm going to have to let you all go. I do want to let Charlotte know that I have your email, and you're asking me, where do I see you locating next year? Well, dear heart, I don't know exactly where you're going to be relocating, but I do know you're going to be moving, and it's absolutely in the cards for you. You are on the move next year, so I honestly can't tell you location, 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 but I can tell you with 100% certainty you will be moving. Okay, so that's the show for tonight, people. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everyone that called into the show. Truly appreciate talking with you. I appreciate everyone's support. I remind everyone again, please sign up for the newsletter on visiblebynumbers.com because that's coming out in a few days. And there's a lot of really great information in that as well. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful night, and I'm always wishing you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.